In Russia, the entire government resigned today on live TV. Pretty remarkable. The resignations included Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow, and now there is a new Prime Minister, Charles. Who is it? And just help us understand what is going on with this political drama.
Yeah, it's been a wild day in Russian politics. It actually started off with Putin's State of the Nation address. It's an annual address he gives to the Federal Assembly here, in which he basically talked mostly about, you know, domestic issues, but then made this kind of wild turn at the end where he suddenly talked about constitutional amendments that he proposed. And they would essentially take power away from the presidency and give them back to the parliament. Now, why would he do that? Well, it seems tied to the fact that Putin's in his final and fourth term in office. And then we heard from Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev.
В этом контексте очевидно, что мы
saying, you know, given this shifting legal landscape, it doesn't make sense for the government to stay together. We need to support Putin with these reforms. So he was out. The whole government folded. And before we even had a chance to speculate on who might come next in his place, Putin announced that the new prime minister is a guy named Mikhail Mishustin. He's the little-known head of Russia's federal tax services, a guy basically nobody knows. None of my Russian friends seem to know much about him.
So why did this happen? I mean, Medvedev resigning, and I mean, he fired everybody else, right, in the Duma.
Well, there's Medvedev's resignation, of course, which is one issue. But then there's also the issue of this power play that's kind of behind the scenes here, which has been really the source of debate for months, which is what will happen when Putin's term ends in 2024. You know, the whole capital has been rife with speculation on this. But in terms of Medvedev, you know, he's always been not a particularly popular figure here. He's been involved in various corruption scandals. He's been something of a millstone around Putin's neck.
So now Medvedev is the deputy head of the Security Council. So what does that mean? Is it a promotion or is it a demotion?
Well, I think it's more of a sense of loyalty that he's got this post. It's a strange name. He was already on the Security Council, so it's hard to call it a promotion. He lost his prime ministership. I think it's important to point out that within the Kremlin, or Vladimir Putin's Kremlin at any rate, you see this sense of loyalty kind of dominate above all else. Think back to, for example, the doping scandals around the Olympics, and the minister of sport who was involved in all of that got a promotion at the end of the day. So people tend to stick around.
And the reaction from the Duma members who'd all been fired, what happens to those lawmakers now? And I heard that many of them were not expecting this.
I don't think anybody was expecting it, but we certainly were expecting, you know, some of this, these movements, again, rumors about what might happen, how Putin might stay in power. We have to look back, frankly, to 2008. Remember, that's when Putin was, his first two terms in office were up. There was a two-term limit. So what did he do? He became prime minister for 4 years. Dmitry Medvedev, this prime minister who resigned today, assumed the presidency. So they seem to do all these machinations to try and keep within the spirit of the Constitution while maybe not exactly applying the letter of the law.
So just help me understand how Vladimir Putin would benefit from all of this kind of shuffling around in the long run.
Well, for one, he's got, again, a lot of his speech today focused on domestic affairs. He talked about, for example, their low living wages, the decline in the birth rate, their problems with education, healthcare. You know, this is the kind of stuff that he needs a prime minister to push through. It's not his forte. Medvedev has been in office now for several years. He's deeply unpopular. Again, there's corruption scandals around him as well. I guess this allows Putin to make the case that 20 years in office, he's still making changes to try and improve Russians' lives. In terms of the actual constitutional amendments that are going forward, and there's no doubt that they will go forward, this provides Putin anyway an avenue to keep his influence over the country. So before 2024, assuming that once power really shifts to the parliament here, Putin might take a role within the parliament. He could take a role as a super prime minister or perhaps something on the Security Council. Well, these are all possibilities, and of course we don't know, but this seems to open the door to those options.
So Charles, does this show us that politics in Russia are often ad hoc, or is it Putin who appears to be improvising as he goes along, but in fact he's really engineering a grand scheme that we don't quite understand?
No, I think it is very ad hoc. You have to think of it this way. Vladimir Putin's been running the country for 20 years now, and still, there are no mechanisms available. You know, you don't have, there's no sense of what will happen in terms of a transfer of power. It makes everybody nervous. So in a sense, you could say that while he's become this great national leader to Russians, he's also built nothing in that period because there's so much uncertainty about what happens when he leaves.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow speaking with us about the Russian prime minister and government's sudden resignation there. Wild day in Russian politics, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you.
As Charles just mentioned, Vladimir Putin has been in power in Russia for more than 20 years. We put together a timeline of key events that have shaped his years as Russia's president, then prime minister, then president again. That's at theworld.org.